Got to play that more than once. Laura Murray liked that as well. But yeah, thanks. We've never actually had an after party at the Justin Wayne Show. This is kind of like the Justin Wayne Show after party.
Woo! Party!
And after the after party, it's the hotel lobby, right?
I've always wanted to go to one of those Prince after parties.
Yeah?
After show.
Yeah. Did you hear that he's on tour? Prince.
Is he?
Yeah. With the all-girl backing band.
He's a sly dog, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He is. Do you know where he lives? He lives very close to where my parents live. Yeah. He's got his huge white strange studio out in Chaska. Out there in Chaska, which is near where my parents live, you know. Yeah.
I think when he dies, people will probably realize what a genius he is.
Don't people realize what a genius he is now?
Well, I don't know, maybe. People tend not to say it so much to about someone like Prince because he's got such an amazing personality.
Yeah.
But from a musician's point of view, you talk to musicians that kind of know about him, and so you try and work a Prince song out. You know, they're sort of really simple. You think they're simple little songs, but you actually study them and get into them, and you go, "Wow, he's doing this? How can he do this?" And it makes it sound like that. He writes in an amazing way. It doesn't. It's not all what it seems. There's a lot more going on.
What is it? Trey said something in the chat room. He said something, don't let Prince use your guitar. Now, I know Trey's down in Nashville, and I know that Trey works in a recording studio. Yes, you need to tell us, Trey, why you shouldn't let Prince use your guitar. Does he break guitars? I'll bet he does.
Nah, because you'll never want to play it again once he's played it.
Oh, maybe that's true. He's a nutter, though. I knew that I worked in construction in Minneapolis for a while, and building things, which... Yeah, scary people that actually have things that I built. But I knew builders that worked on his house, and he had an assistant that would come out in the morning and say, "Yes, okay, you can start working. You can start working on the house." And so these guys would start working on the house about 8 o'clock in the morning. Once Prince was awake, they would start working and building stuff. And then about 10 o'clock, the assistant would come out and say, "Okay, you need to stop working because he's writing songs now." And it happened a lot that they would sit there for the rest of the day, just and do nothing. So they worked for about 2 hours.
Yeah. See, if you're Prince, then that seems perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If like you're Prince, right? You can cough. Someone will record it, and it will sell a million copies. You know.
He was near bankruptcy.
I got downloaded a torrent of some of his stuff, and it's like a minutiae of stuff, but it was 16 gigabytes of stuff that he'd done in rehearsal, stuff that he's got his own studio. He can go in there anytime he likes. He's got complete freedom to call somebody out. If you're a bass player, you're a drummer, and Prince's assistant phones you up at 4 a.m. and says, well, Prince wants to go into the studio now. You go, okay, I'm there. You don't let the guy hang around. Of course, you've got all that money, you've got all that creativity, and you want some fucking. You don't want to say, "Oh, I was going to write this song that could make me $1 million, but I'm not. I can't do it now because someone's drilling." Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Trey's not going to tell us why. He hinted it that maybe there's something sinister, interesting going on with Prince. And then
I've got a plectrum from John Gomm. And it says, "Don't let John Gomm play your guitar."
Really?
Yeah.
That's a brilliant. Well, because have you seen his guitar? It's all beat to heck.
I said he said it done up though, didn't he? I think he had it all stripped and put back together again.
If you've never done this before, if you're listening now, if you want to check this out, bookmark this for later or something. Go to YouTube and type in John Gomm, G-O-M-M.
Yeah, John with no H. No. Passion Flower.
John Gomm. Yeah, Passion Flower. It's amazing. He's an amazing guitarist.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy as well. Really, I've based a lot of what I do about how I work on John Gomm because he just works. He just keeps going, gig, 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 work, work, work all the time. And I that's what I try and do.
Oh, so Trey says he was on SNL one night and used one of the cast's guitars, which was a rare Epiphone from the 60s that they only made like 300 of. And he smashed it at the end of the song. He didn't tell the guy beforehand, didn't say sorry, And he didn't replace it. He wouldn't even sign the broken one. He just walked off. So that's absolutely terrible.
Yeah. It's an Epiphone, though.
That doesn't make me laugh.
Oh, but it was a rare Epiphone, so you know it was worth some money. But there was people don't know this, but there was a good stretch of time, you know, when Prince went through his "I'm going to become a symbol" and then back to being regular person and whatever else he did.
Yeah,
he was he was broke. He was almost broke. He almost lost that, like you say, that recording studio. It's this big white building on Highway 7 out west of Minneapolis, in near Chaska. It's not quite Chaska. I don't know exactly what town it's in, but it's this big white thing on the left. If you're driving out towards Lake Minnetonka from Minneapolis, you'll see it on the left side. Nick, if you ever come and visit my parents, I'll show you where it is.
We'll go. Oh, sure. I'll put it on my list, my itinerary, to come visit your parents.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you're in Minneapolis, you can stay with them and my brothers and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They'll get you gigs.
You should probably tell them to listen to the show.
Yeah.
Is that anywhere near Texas? Because there's someone in Texas trying to get me out there at the moment.
No, it's a completely opposite side of the country. Like, Texas is south central. Minnesota is north central.
Although
Minneapolis is about 5 hours from the border. But I promised we would play some Laura Marie and some Dirty Proper. It's Trey's birthday as well. Trey is in the chat room, so say happy birthday to Trey. He is 39 years old again for the second year in a row this year, so it's a very important birthday for him, which he'll be 39 for many years now, I think, after you turn 39.
Should we sing happy birthday?
No, because we'll get sued.
Maybe you should.
Do you have like a special happy birthday song that's Creative Commons? We don't want to get sued by the bastards that owned Happy Birthday. Happy birthday, Trey.
You get sued for singing happy birthday.
Yeah. There's a company that they usually charge you about $2,000 to sing it. So
yeah, well, let's do it.
No,
I'll tell you what.
I don't get what's Justin singing.
Happy birthday. Yeah, that's me. That's not Nick. Let's make that clear. That's not Nick. Sounds much nicer when he sings than I do.
I'll tell you what, Trey. I'll tell you what I'll do. If I can remember, I've got to do my podcast this week because I'm going to Iceland on Thursday. I've got a gig in Reykjavik.
I'm sure we didn't talk about that on the show, did we? I'm sorry, Nick. We should have talked about that on the show.
Ah, sorry. Don't worry. No one's going to go, are they?
It's still the show.
What? It is still. Well, not really. Is it?
It's the after party show. That's where you say all the cooler things.
Oh, right. Gotcha. Yes. Nick is playing. Tell us where you're playing in Reykjavik.
I'm playing at the... it's really bizarre. Let me just a little story beforehand. At the moment, I've got the majority, about 90% of my students learning to play Obla Di Obla Da. It's a really simple little Beatles song, you know. Simple song, and they're all playing it. And so I wanted to we're going on holiday, just a short break to Iceland. And I thought I'll get in touch with Sigurdur Gudmundsson from the podcast, who I've played his band Men Are Sins a few times before over the last few years, and see if there's any gigs I can get out there that he might recommend. So he recommended this place, and loads of places, about seven or eight places. And one place got back to me, and the bar that I'm playing at on Saturday is called the Obla Di Obla Da Bar in Reykjavik. That's my coincidence. I've got a few other coincidences, but I won't go into the Nexus. I don't want to bore people on the after show party. I'll be standing there at the after show party with my empty glass, standing on my own.
So Trey, send Nick your EP as well. Nick Tan, what is this thing on podcast.com? I think you've got a submission page on there somewhere.
A submission page, and no one pays any attention to it. They do a bit of it, but they don't get it. But yeah, do that, and I will sing Happy Birthday for you as soon as I get it. In this show, let them sue me. I won't pay them, and I could do with the publicity if they did try and sue me, because it'd be great.
Good. But we're going to play a song from Dirty Proper. Actually, this if I'm going to reveal something else cool about the show, we listened to that because Trey sent me this stuff like 5 minutes before we were going to start the show, and so I listened to like the beginning of the first song on the EP, which is the song we're going to play right now. It's called Just Feel Love, and it started out with this like this beat. And I was like, that's not Dirty Proper. That was weird. And I only listened about 10 seconds of it. And so we moved on and played the number two song, which was the one we just played on the show. This song just sounds different. And I haven't listened to it yet. So we're all going to listen to it together right now. Once again, it's called, was it Just Feel Love? And it's Trey's 40th birthday. So happy birthday, Trey. It's your birthday song. This isn't very long. Hey!
When I wake up in the morning and I take a look around, it's gonna have to get easier to get my feet up off that ground. And baby, I ain't perfect, you know my ego brings me down. But I bring no harm to you, I just want to feel the love. And I wanna feel it, why can't I just feel love? Off that ground. And baby, I ain't perfect, you know my ego brings me down. But I bring no harm to you, I just wanna feel the love.
Interesting song, Mr. Trey Call. He said he made it with Reason, which is a looping mechanical program on the computer box. But that sounds really good, actually. Certainly not what I would have expected from Dirty Proper, but I could certainly see Natalie dancing to that while she sang it in my head, if that's okay. Is that legal? I think so. I don't know. What did you think, Claire? Would that be hip with the kids?
Yeah, I thought it was nice. Thought it was interesting.
Yeah. They usually play like sort of a Nashville rockish Eurythmics sort of noise. So it's a different direction. I like it.
I like it too.
Wow. I thought you were leaving, Nick. You're still here.
I'm going. Jesus.
You just wanted to see if we would be sad that you were trying to leave early.
No. Don't judge everybody by yourself, Claire.
No. well, thanks for
we're ending with niceties.
Yeah.
That's the way I do it.
thanks very much for hanging out, Nick, and for
thanks
talking
a lot, mate. Anytime, anytime. I've got to go because I've got Debbie downstairs, and I haven't really had a chance to say hello to her.
Oh, well, yeah, it's already 20 past 10 there, so yeah, off you go.
It is.
Say hello to Debbie for us as well.
Will do. Will do, man.
She's a lovely lady. We'll
see
you soon.
A lovely lady.
Bye, right, man.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, Claire. Yeah. Thanks for.
It's nice to meet you.
And you, we're deeply entwined in Facebook now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all over it. We'll stay in touch.
We're all over it now. Marie.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah. Bye. Just, if anyone wants to submit some tracks, I need some tracks for this week's podcast. So go to EasiestThingOnPodcast.com and look for it. It says how to submit tracks. That'd be really good if you can send me some stuff because I ain't got a lad for this week. Oh. I haven't got a lad.
Oh. Well, yes, I would imagine that you'll be able to get stuff from both from Trey at Dirty Proper and from Laura Marie.
Yeah, both, yeah. I'd love to play that track, actually. That's really good.
Yeah, excellent.
That's cool. All right, guys, well, I've got to go.
All right.
Thanks very much. It's been lovely. Lovely, lovely.
And we're going to play another song from Laura Marie. I was actually just reading about, she had talked to Randy in the chat about this song and was saying that she didn't know what she was writing about when she first wrote this. She... I would imagine her writing partner Jake wrote the music and sent it over to her, and she was writing words to it and didn't really know what she was writing about, and realized that she was writing about her future. It's called Hard Rain. And before we get on with this, Trey wanted to say hello to Claire from her Claire. Are you still
from
there?
Claire.
Yeah. Claire is I don't even know how old Claire is now. Claire is Trey's daughter, and she's very cute. She sings some of the Dirty Proper songs sometimes on YouTube, and yeah.
Oh wow! Well, hi, baby Claire.
Hello, thank you for listening, Claire. And good night to Umang. And we're gonna play a song or two more before we go as well. But this is Laura Marie. If you haven't had a chance, Claire is 4 years old. I'm.
Not such a baby then, I apologize.
Yeah, well...
But a baby compared to me.
You are a baby as well. That's right. Lots of young Claires listening or on the show today. We'll hear from Laura Marie right now. This is the 10th song off her album, Seasons. This is called Hard Rain. You can find her at lauramariemusic.com.
Sometimes not, now not to sleep but to breathe. Lying alone in the cold and dark, searching for peace. From the heart now, from the top, over and over it seems. Nothing resolves till the pull of it stops and one of us gets what we need. Hush and hide, surging tide, storm bird calls, hard rain's gonna fall. First in stages, then in droves, memories crowding the sea. Some of them real and some of them stolen from dreams that we'll never dream. So don't start, baby, don't start now. It's too late to sparrow away. Come in from the porch and lock all the doors. There's nothing to do now but pray. Storm bird calls, hard rain's gonna fall. All so sudden, stuck on the top of the hill. Surrounded by all we thought could hold on, still none of it sudden, all so sudden, stuck on the top of a hill, surrounded by all we thought could hold on, but still none of it leaves like it will. Hush and hide, surging tide, rain's gonna fall. Don't start, baby, don't start now. It's too late to spare away. And in from the porch, lock all the doors. There's nothing to do now but pray.
Once again, that's Laura Marie with Jake on the guitar. Lovely guitar work there. I like the, is that a dobro or a, some sort of slide guitar or a resonator? I don't know. I don't really know my guitars like I once did in my younger, in my, when I was Claire's age. What are you saying, Claire?
So I said tight. I can't add anything to it. I don't know any guitars.
Oh, no? Six no. ones, 12 string ones, any ones?
Oh, yeah, of course, all of those, yeah. Mm.
We had a mandolin luthier staying with us a few weeks ago. He also listens to the show. He's called Ben. Say hello, Ben, if you're listening.
Hi, Ben.
I don't think he's listening right now. If he was, he'd say hello. That was, yeah, lauramariemusic.com. Thank you very much, Laura. I think we're going to have Laura on the show. She just said yes, she would in the chat room.
Oh, amazing. That was lovely.
She does social media work for some other people as well as herself, and I think she'd be really great to have on to get some insight from her as to not just what independent music is, which seems like maybe it's, we're beating a dead horse now, but maybe how independent music is. Maybe that's what we should be asking. That's what we should start asking, perhaps, now that I think we've defined it. We've rounded it out now. Nick Tan helped us, don't you think, Claire?
Yeah, we definitely have, but it's good to get different perspectives and spread out to different ways, like what social media has to do with it and such.
It's true. Yeah. Good stuff. We didn't talk about people donating to the show, do we? We didn't talk about that.
We mentioned it this time at least, which is a step up for us.
I'm gonna do some more work on that this week. I've got to move the entire website, Claire, which is gonna suck. That's gonna happen tomorrow. Hopefully the website will be up in time for the podcast on Wednesday. If not, people just have to wait. You can wait patiently, can't you? I think so. but thank you to all of you for listening live. We're going to go out on one of the songs Nick passed over. Or I don't know, Claire. We should play that one that you said that you didn't quite sure why you decided to pick this one.
Oh, yeah. The Doctor song.
Yeah. Where is that song?
I was listening to it on a Sunday, and it really felt like a Sunday song.
It's a bit of a strange one because it's the production on it isn't brilliant. Bless them. I mean, it's certainly an at home production, and it sounds like, but the song is quite funny. And
it is.
There's a. I was poked and prodded this morning just before the show. We had a nurse come over, and she took blood, and I had to pee in a cup, and all that sort of crap. I hate that stuff. It was pretty awful. But so this sort of speaks to that. Once again, we will be next week. We're going to be talking to Grayson, who is one of these underground hip hop people have sort of glammed onto us. I think possibly because we started talking about independent music and they wanted to take part in the conversation because there are guys in this group that are completely, I think they're much more quote unquote independent than a lot of the stuff that I tend to play on the show. I think that there's a lot more help and a lot more money involved in some of the stuff I play on the show. But some of these guys make their own instruments. I would imagine some of these guys host their websites on their own servers and all sorts of stuff, which is really getting into, proper independent, music. So we're going to speak to Grayson next week. I sent you over that, that audio piece, didn't I, Claire?
Yes, you did. I've got that now.
Did you listen to it? Did you listen to Grace?
I will immediately after this show finishes.
No, it's okay, don't worry. But he has some really good insight, a very different perspective on independent music. We'll be speaking with him next week. The week after that, I think we're going to have John Byrne on the show. John Byrne is a really good Northern English singer who we've played for quite a while on the show. We've got his new EP we're playing. We didn't play this week, but we have been. So we're excited to have him as well. And then Laura will be after that, I think, if we can round circle the wagons, which would be the 13th. So we'll check with Laura and make sure that's okay. But that's when she would be on. And Claire, thank you very much for all the work you've been doing. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And looking forward to seeing who wins in a couple of days.
If you've just started listening at the very end of the show, you're an idiot. But make sure to get your vote. Because there's only 2 days left now till Justin has to slather himself in fake tan.
Okay. Yeah, go over there and vote for my song. It's the JustinWayneShow.com/vote, VOTE. I think Claire would look much better in fake tan than me, but we know these things happen.
But that's amazing.
Okay. But yes, so do that. And we'll speak to you all very soon. We're at thejustinwayneshow.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thejustinwayneshow, or Twitter, Justin Wayne Show without the. And we'll see you very soon. This is a song that Nick sent to us. Oh, no, sorry. This is Paul Stokes. And this is A Day at the Doctor. Let us know what you think of this song. Thanks, Claire. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Keep on sending.